This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. The date September 11th is, of course, very significant for people in the US, but the country of Chile also has an important September 11th in their history.
On 9/11, 1973, using both airstrikes and ground attacks, a military junta violently took control of Chile. The country was led at the time by President Salvador Allende.
Producer Katie Mingle.
Allende had become president of Chile in a free and democratic election. After the military coup, General Augusto Pinochet took power and ruled Chile as a dictator until 1990.
After taking over the country, the military dissolved Congress, took control of the media, and went about dismantling all of the socialist and democratic institutions that Allende's government had built.
And somewhere in the midst of all of this, the new military regime discovered something in a nondescript office building in downtown Santiago. It was a room, a very strange room.
I've heard people compare it to something out of a Kubrick film, Star Trek.
That's Eden Medina, professor of informatics and computing at Indiana University in Bloomington, describing this strange place.
It's quite striking. It's in this bright technicolor. Oranges, wood paneling.
This operations room was the physical interface for a complicated system called Project CyberSyn. So let's back up before the coup, before the sci-fi operations room was built.
Salvador Allende had been elected in 1970 with hopes of showing the world that Chile would be different from other socialist and communist experiments in Latin America. As soon as Allende gets elected, the government raises unemployment and wages for people across Chile. But there was a problem, the central problem in transitioning to a socialist system.
Which is, the government must go about turning all the private businesses into public businesses. The government eventually took control of 150 enterprises, including several of the largest companies in Chile. And this is the not-so-fun part of a socialist revolution. Management.
The Chilean government had an idea for how to manage their complicated economy. They would use a relatively new science, cybernetics.
Cybernetics is a science that became popular around World War II. As humans developed new kinds of machines, we became interested in developing systems for controlling those machines. Cybernetics looks at how to design intelligent, self-correcting systems.
In England in the 1960s, a consultant named Stafford Beer was applying concepts of cybernetics to business management.
And then I suddenly got a letter which very much changed my life. It was from the technical general manager of the State Planning Board of Chile.
That's Stafford Beer in archival tape from 1974.
He remarked in this letter that he had studied all my works, he had collected a team of scientists together, and would I please come and take it over?
But this was to Stafford Beer's first trip to Santiago was in 1971. When he arrived, he and the team they'd assembled in Chile went about designing a cybernetic system that could help them manage the bureaucracy of the new Chilean government. The first thing Beer did was map and model Chile's entire economy.
It wasn't enough, however, to just understand how all the parts of Chile's economy connected. It was also crucial that the different parts be able to communicate with each other. Beer wanted factories to be able to send and receive information. He wanted to create a vast computer network that connected all the factories in Chile.
Which was a really novel idea. This was pre-internet. Computer networks weren't really a thing yet. But there was a problem with this idea.
These guys, they had to create a computer network using one computer, which is pretty amazing.
So they improvised.
They realized, okay, we can't put computers throughout the country, but what we can do is we have these telex machines.
A telex machine looks like a typewriter, but it's hooked up to a telephone line. Every day, someone from a factory would send data via telex to another telex, where it would be received by an operator and then entered into the central computer.
The kinds of data that people might send could include raw materials. Right? How much cotton do you have? How much coal do you have?
The central computer software program, CyberStride, was able to analyze the data and warn about potential problems. And this brings us back to that bizarre hexagonal room, the one that looked like something out of a Kubrick film or Star Trek.
So the operations room, it is a futuristic decision-making space.
This was a room for non-hierarchical decision-making. Stafford Beer imagined factory workers and higher-level bureaucrats alike making decisions together.
Seven people would sit in a circle discussing and deciding how to proceed with various problems.
Seven, because it's an odd number to facilitate voting in a circle so that no one would be prioritized over anyone else, so it's not a rectangular table with a head.
While Project Cybersyn was coming together and the futuristic operations room was being designed and built, things were not going so well for the Allende government.
So all of this is taking place during the heart of the Cold War, and Latin America has emerged as a battlefield.
And then just 3 years after Allende was elected came Chile's September 11th.
While the presidential palace was bombed by a military junta supported by the United States, Allende gave his final radio address to the country.
Those explosions were recorded in the actual radio broadcast. Salvador Allende took his own life that same day, shortly after giving that address.
Project Cybersyn never got fully up and running. The Telex network was set up and the system was starting to receive data from factories, but it was slow to come in. And the operations room was finished, but it hadn't really been put to use yet.
Cybersyn was maybe just a bit ahead of its time. A network pieced together with telex machines and one computer just a couple decades before the internet made this kind of thing commonplace.
Cybersyn's technology was probably never up to the task at hand. But then again, it was a technology designed to help socialism succeed while the United States did everything in its power to make it fail. Maybe no technology was up to that task.
When you look at the operations room, I mean, how can you not look at it and see that this is someone's dream, right? That this is someone's utopian vision.
99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.